Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 10 times in his 7.5 years as President of the United States, Barack Obama has traveled to some location to console the families of victims of mass shootings. Thursday afternoon, he and Vice President Joe Biden were in Orlando, Florida, where early Sunday, 29-year-old Omar Mateen used assault weapons to kill dozens of women and men at a nightclub. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas in Orlando.
He was with the families of those who were killed, with survivors, with medical personnel who responded. He thanked law enforcement, all very much in a private way. His spokespeople say he understands how important it is in a community that is hurting this way, that has been hurt like this and going through something like this, for the president to personally come and say, "We stand with you. You're not alone. And we will do something about this."
At a makeshift memorial site in downtown Orlando, President Obama told those gathered their city was shaken by what he called an evil and hateful act. The shooting death of a member of the British Parliament a week before Britain votes on a hotly debated referendum on whether to quit the European Union stunned a country where gun attacks are rare and political violence is almost unheard of. 41-year-old Joe Cox was shot, stabbed, and kicked as her assailant was opposed to the British exit from the EU. For the first time, the United States has launched simultaneous strikes against the Islamic State from the Mediterranean and the Persian Gulf. The assault began with strikes from the USS Boxer in the Gulf. This is VOA News. Progress is being made in the delivery of humanitarian assistance to tens of thousands of Syrians who are trapped in besieged areas. Lisa Schlein in Geneva is following the story.
Jan Egeland, the special advisor to UN Special Envoy for Syria, says significant progress is being made. This, he says, comes after several weeks where virtually nothing was getting through to the thousands of people in Syria who have been without food and other aid for months, or in some cases, years.
We hope to reach 110,000 people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas.
Egeland says it is a positive sign that a 48-hour truce was declared in Aleppo City to allow aid convoys to go through. He attributes the negotiated truce and the progress in reaching the affected areas to more effective diplomatic pressure from Russia and the United States. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A U.S. federal judge has rejected efforts by the state of Texas to stop the resettlement of Syrian refugees within its borders. The ruling comes days after Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump called to block non-citizen Muslims from entering the U.S. following the Orlando nightclub massacre. Even before the attack, Americans were divided, mostly along political party lines, on the issue of refugees from war-torn countries in the Middle East. A survey conducted in late May by the Brookings Institution found that of those polled, just 38% of Republicans supported taking in refugees from Syria and the Middle East, compared with 77% of Democrats. But among Trump supporters, an overwhelming 77% say they oppose taking in refugees. U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Bernie Sanders spoke to his supporters from his home state of Vermont late Thursday. He declined to bow out of the race against the presumptive Republican nominee, a Democratic nominee, that is, for President Hillary Clinton. But he did stress that Republican Donald Trump must be defeated. Sanders vowed to work closely with Clinton.
I also look forward to working with Secretary Clinton to transform the Democratic Party so that it becomes a party of working people and young people and not just wealthy campaign contributors.
Bernie Sanders highlighted his campaign's support for liberal priorities, which include labor, civil rights, environmental, women's, and the gay movement. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.